Kalymnos, we do have you in our hearts and in our minds every day.
We're very passionate and parochial when it comes to Kalymnos.
It's part of how we grew up.
That's what we know. That's us.
We love Kalymnos, but home to live here.
Darwin is a paradise.
Darwin to Kalymnos.
Welcome to Darwin.
A lot of good programs of the Sister City program to benefit both cities, Kalymnos and Darwin, since 1982. One of the achievements and highlights recently is the HPI program, Help People Achieve. We managed to make these two organizations to be linked together between another organization in Greece, similar, with disability. And the first group from Darwin of six people have visited for the first time Kalymnos last May, and now they're going to come up to Darwin the next few months so they can be part of what they're doing here, the similar program, you know. The other one is we managed to have a scholarship contribution, so $3,000 comes from the Kalymnos program, and $3,000 comes from different sponsors, and we create $6,000 every year, and we are giving to 20 best performing in English students from Kalymnos some money to support them to learn English in Greek island. So the other thing we have achieved through our program is 5 years ago, Greek economy crashed, and a lot of people have to leave the country because they couldn't afford staying there. Banks have closed. We have about 3,000 immigrants from Kalymnos alone visit and come to work in Darwin. We have set up an information center in the Greek school hall. We invite all the necessary departments for people to ask and get, you know, information how they can live in Darwin. And it was very successful. We call them Welcome to Darwin. We know our kids, grandkids, and ourselves, we can easily pick up a newspaper, we can easily listen to TV, to radios, and understand what is going on. But some of our over 50, they need something to listen and to understand. So I thought, let's bring a little Greek radio into Darwin lifestyle. And it was hard, but finally I have achieved that for the last 13 years now. For the last 5 years now, we have a 24/7 Greek radio. Wherever you are, you can tune in to 1656 on AM, and you can listen in Greek, anything, music, topics, news, interviews, and more. And the other thing this Greek radio brings together is our religion's church. Some people, pensioners especially, they can't go to church. They're sick, you know, they can't go. So we now broadcasting live every Sunday, the service. Another thing I'm trying hard, we're working on it at the moment, to have the young people get into it, you know, because it is good fun to do radio. Radio is beautiful, never gonna die, never. We're blessed to be part of Greece, the islands, the sky, the aurora, people, you know, food. It's good if you can blend the lifestyle of Darwin, and if you can afford to go every couple of years at least and join your home, original home, which is Greece.
Yeah, we were fortunate enough to visit Kalymnos last year and a few years back and take our family a number of times. We have strong connections to Kalymnos. Holds a dear place in our heart. We still have that common theme, and it's very hard to pull that away from us. We're very, very passionate and parochial when it comes to our connections to the homeland and the home island more than anything. It's a funny thing. Friends say, you're going to Greece. We say, no, we're going to Kalymnos.
My first daughter is there now. Two grandchildren and four grand-grands is there now. Every day we communicate. But for me, Darwin is a place. It's a good. Because people, the Greeks, Kalymnians, going back to Kalymnos, every year, financially, helping the island. They spend money there for holidays, and they help in the small island, which is very poor. It makes a lot of good. A lot of people like Kalymnos, they like Kalymnos.
Εγώ προσωπικά ακόμα δεν ξέρω τι θα κάνω για το μέλλον. Εντάξει, έχω δύο μικρά κοριτσάκια, δύο μικρά παιδιά, τα οποία δεν ξέρω ακόμα, ας πούμε, στο μέλλον αν θα τα φέρω εδώ να μείνουμε μόνιμοι, αν θα μείνουμε μόνιμα στην Κάλυμνο. Αυτό που προς το παρόν ξέρω είναι ότι για κάποιο χρονικό διάστημα θα κάνω αυτό το πράγμα, δηλαδή θα έρχομαι εδώ να δουλεύω, η οικογένειά μου θα είναι εκεί.
Εμένα το μέλλον μου εδώ δεν ξέρω πώς θα πάει, γιατί είμαι sponsor visa και οι sponsor visas έχουν κάποιο θέα, κάποιο πρόβλημα. Πρέπει να ξέρουμε να μιλάμε αγγλικά, να γράφουμε και να διαβάζουμε για να περάσουμε κάποια τεστ που θέλουν για να μπορούν να εγκριθούν οι visas να δουλέψουμε. Εάν δεν μπορέσω να τα καταφέρω, θα πάω στην Ελλάδα. Δεν έχω άλλη επιλογή. Μόνο εάν γίνει να αλλάξει κάποιος νόμος και μας δεχτούν ξανά.
With the community that's here and the fact that we still keep our traditions alive, it's definitely still a part of us here.
There is definitely a strong connection, definitely a strong connection. We do still need a little bit of that Greek culture around here.
Yeah, just anything really, because it's part of how we grew up.
That's what we know, that's us.
This audio postcard was made by Story Projects for City of Darwin's International Relations Program. Production and sound design by Gaia Osborne. Executive production by Johanna Bell. Language consultancy by Alexia Kumpa. Music by Nisiotiko Xefantoma and Keti Kulia. Stories by
Pani Miaoudis,
Maria Kalitsis,
Michael Milatos,
Dikina Pineris,
John Hillis,
Michael Halkidis,
George Vezanellis,
Saki Vezanellis,
Dodonis Pikos,
Kyriakos Kalikadzeros,
Onomazome Manolis Kavdakaris,
Lene Mikhali Bairami,
Athena Mikhailou,
George Mikhailou.
We acknowledge Darwin's first people, the Larrakia.